remarks about Sadiq Khan weren't acceptable. Mr. Anderson was suspended from the Tory parliamentary party after he claimed the Mayor of London was under the control of Islamists. Labour Party Chair Annalise Dodds says it's part of a wider problem within Mr. Sunak's party.
We've seen, for example, Liz Truss really disturbingly propagating conspiracy theories and also associating with individuals who've actually praised the far right, and he should actually get a grip on this issue.
The competition watchdog has opened an investigation into 8 house builders because they may be sharing commercially sensitive information. The CMA has been considering why too few homes are being built and says the complicated planning system is mainly to blame. The Palestinian Prime Minister says his government is resigning. Mohammed Shtayyeh told President Mahmoud Abbas he plans to stand down. America wants a reformed Palestinian authority to govern Gaza once the war is over. Middle East expert Professor Fawaz Gargaz says it would be unpopular.
Palestinians view the Palestinian Authority as a liability because it's seen as a security contractor for the Israeli occupation. And the second challenge, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu does not really want any Palestinian authority in Gaza. He wants to have a free hand.
An airline boss is warning summer holiday prices this summer could leap. Ryanair's Michael O'Leary says it's because of a shortage of planes. Collapsed rugby union side Wasps says they've secured sustainable finance and a stadium in which to play. The former European champions went into administration in 2022 but could relocate to Kent. And a runaway goods train travelled more than 40 miles without a driver in India. Its 53 trucks raced through several stations. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look and check that weather out. 8 degrees today, gusty winds and light clouds. You might get a little bit of a peak of sunshine around about 5 o'clock, but it won't be for very long. Going down to about 0 degrees overnight, and tomorrow more of the same, but it should remain dry. Wednesday's looking like we will have a nice little bit of sunshine and slightly warmer at about 11 degrees, but the next 2 days a bit dull and overcast but dry.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward here with Eat My Brunch on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, Guinness World Records oldest dog Bobby has been stripped of his title. Oh, that's terrible. Bobby died in October. Oh, at the reported age of 31 years and 165 days, his breed typically has a life expectancy of 12 to 14 years. So he was crowned the world's oldest dog by the Guinness Book of Records, and then he passed away last year. But last month, the Guinness World Book of Records launched an investigation into the Portuguese canine after doubts were raised after his real age. The probe came from his birth certificate apparently being confirmed by the Portuguese government pet database and the National Union of Veterinarians. Bobby was a purebred breed. Is it Rafio do Alentejo? If that's wrong, I've got no idea. A breed of livestock guardian dog with the average lifespan of 12 to 14 years. When Bobby was crowned the world's oldest canine, it broke a record held since 1939 by an Australian cattle dog that died at 29 and 5 months. The Guinness World Book of Records has now said it has no conclusive evidence that Bobby lived that long. Oh. Without the additional veterinary statement provided as evidence for Bobby's age, also citing his microchip data, we're left with no conclusive evidence which can definitely prove Bobby's date of birth. Oh, no. So he's not the oldest dog. Oh, dear. Oh, never mind. Oh, sad, isn't it? Well, I suppose it's difficult, isn't it, really? Do you know what? I don't know if I would have a pet. I do keep thinking about, I see these lovely little Dach hounds everybody has at the moment. They look so sweet. I don't know what happened to the stray dogs. You know, the ones that were like a mixed breed that lasted forever. You can't get a dog like that anymore, I don't think. It's like a mix that isn't like expensive, you know. but a friend at the weekend, and she's listening, hello to the mom. She's a fantastic singer, by the way. I think she's been on my show too. Yes, she would have done years ago. But she lost her cat at the weekend, and we had to have the cat put down, and she was still in tears. And I said, that's the one thing that puts me off having an animal, is the fact that, you know, if they pass away, and then whether or not you get another pet, I don't know. It's just very difficult. I don't know. It's sad. It's very, very sad, because they become part of your family, don't they? But I did see that little Dachshund hounds, because they're quite yappy dogs, though. That's the only thing. But I don't know if they smell. See, the thing is, I like dogs and I like cats, but I don't like the litter tray smell of a cat, and I don't like the wet dog smell. It would make me throw up. Which is not good. What a lovely introduction to a song. Here is Soul to Soul featuring Karen Wheeler with Back to Life.
Friends are, you're gonna learn the hard way. 92. And don't act like I've been saying something new. I've been saying it forever. If I call you up in a minute, and even if you didn't hear it, would you hand me back when you see it?
Together this evening, we're gonna go Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWP, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, let me put my headphones on. There we go. It's a bit crackly in my headphones today, or it could be my ears. They probably need cleaning out. Do you know what? I've actually got one of those ear cleaning cameras. I don't know if you've seen them, but I'm sure, right, there is something wrong with my ears because they bend really funny. I mean, I can get the camera in and you can see it on your phone. You've actually put it, and then you can see if you've got bad wax, you know, and then there's little tools that you can, bleh, I know it's making you feel ill if you're eating your lunch. My ear seems to bend and sort of wiggle around. So I can't get the thing to go in. I could see part of my ear and I saw a little bit of wax. But I like it. On TikTok, if you watch ear cleaning, they do this over in China, actually. They make a whole thing of it. You go and you have your ears cleaned. And they also do eye cleaning, which is, that's not right. But the ear cleaning one is good because they use feathers on your face to relax you. And they sort of do all this, like, gentle stroking of your face. And then they go in with a little camera. And then they kind of use little feathers and a little piece of horse hair. That sounds like it's going to be massive, but it's just one. And they kind of, it's really like a spa thing, but they get the wax out of ears, and it's kind of, yeah, they do that in quite a lot of places. They also do the they're getting them over here, and I think they're going to be absolutely massive. There was one in Brentwood I would go tomorrow, is the Chinese hair or Thai hair washing experiences. So you lay down basically flat, and then they do like this ritual of washing your hair and steaming and using, you know, brushes on your face and massaging it, and it's just washing your hair, and then they just do a blow dry after. But it's like a relaxing wash, lasts for about sort of 30-40 minutes, where they're putting on conditioning treatment and washing your hair, and they do a scalp check and all sorts of things, and then they clean, like, you know, really clean your scalp. That looks amazing. Oh, but the thing is, you see, at the moment, I'm still quite nervous about going. I want to go and have like a massage done or maybe have a facial done. But I'm a bit nervous because when I had my MRI scan and I laid up flat on my back, and then I went to get off the table, I couldn't get off the table without help. And then I had to try to get home from London, walking like in little steps all the way back to it was awful. It was, and then I was in pain for 3 to 4 days afterwards. I couldn't walk properly because my back had locked up and really done my back in, and that was just laying down flat. So I've got to be really careful because I don't want to go for a massage and then go, I can't get off the table, and that's the end of it. So I don't know. Oh, I'd like to have, yeah, even if I lay on my front, I'll still probably have the same problem. It locks my back. Even last night, you know, I got up on stage last night, and there was only one step to get up there, to be fair. And I wasn't moving very much. I was singing. But this morning when I woke up, and this just shows you, doesn't it? I was like aching. And I felt like I'd been running or doing something. I wasn't. All I was doing was standing there. I need to do some stretching or something. Not right now. Even my watch is telling me to stand up. I'm still sat here. Still sat here, not doing anything. Shall we play? Oh, I know we've already had Dua Lipa, but I like this. Dance the Night Away. Or not in my case, just sort of stand there.
Watch me dance, dance the night away. My heart could be burning, but you won't see it on my face. Watch me dance, dance the night away. I'll still keep the party running, I won't get out of place. Lately, I've been moving close to the edge. Still be looking my best. I stay on the beat, you can count on me. I ain't missing no steps. Every romance shakes and it bends. Don't give a damn. When the night's here, I don't do tears. Baby, no chance. I could dance, I could dance, I could dance. Watch me dance, dance the night away. My heart could be burning, but you won't see it on my face. Watch me dance, dance the night.
Bailey on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive Live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing. Thank
you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe for these people.
I love that. Did you know every time I hear that, Joe makes me really laugh. I love it. Joe can't breathe. I love that bit. Joe has got her guest today on the Drive Time Show, Joe Raymond from Frontline Partnership, along with musician Alison and support worker Kaylee. We'll be talking about the new Music Man Project satellite group in Brentwood. That's all coming up. Plus, you've got Under the Radar. We're Under the Radar with Andy Gardner, presenting 2 hours of current Indian alternative tunes with regular interviews at six. Turn It Out with Vixter. You can watch him on the webcam as well, because he's always got that on. Nice bit of disco lighting going on, but he'll be playing electronic dance music to broaden your musical horizons. And then 10 p.m. In Your House, old school house, funk and soul with Cameron Hughes. Plus, in the studio very shortly will be the one and only Scott Ross, and he'll be telling you what's coming up on 1, 2, 3. You've still got me for the next half an hour or so. What are we going to... I don't know. What shall I play? I don't know. What do I fancy? Should we play... Yes, we need to play some morning music, don't we? Let me just go to my little folder. You wait there. Rachel Brooks. She is a local singer-songwriter. She has an amazing voice, and she's got a brand new track out at the moment, which I'm going to play for you. It's called Say Goodbye. And if you check her out, Rachel Brooks, singer-songwriter and pianist, she plays all over Essex.
I'll hang out
Andy Gardner on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. My album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Ain't Texas, ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus, ooh. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, hey. Come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado.
There's a tornado
in my city.
In my city.
In the basement.
The basement.
That ain't pretty.
Ain't pretty.
Rugged whiskey.
We're surviving.
Of red cup kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh. One step to the right. We headed to the dive bar. We always thought was nice. Then spin me in the middle, boy, I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em. Lay your cards down, 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 down. So pop your Lexus, throw your keys up. Take it to the floor.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't give up. Come take it to the floor now.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, come take it to the flow now. Ooh. Take it to the flow now. Ooh.
Oops. Spurs.
To the flow now. Ooh.
With you, baby, pour that sugar and liquor on me too. Spurs, boots, sonogenic, photogenic, shoot.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Always loads to do in Brentwood. And tonight you can get down to the Essex Arms. It's Phoenix FM open mic night. So if you're a singer and you fancy getting up on stage, Kevin Pickett will be there hosting it from 8pm till 10pm. All tracks are recorded and a selection on the Sunday session show are played out on Sunday from 10 o'clock. You can find more details on our website.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, we've got some more new music coming up in a while by Shembi. I think that's Shembi. I can't say it. I'm going to try again. I'm coughing as well. It's called Repent and Walk Holy by Shendi Zenki. There we go. I've managed to get it. I tell you what, something's wrong at the moment with my... I couldn't even think of Ross Geller this morning from Friends. I managed to get everybody else. And I was like thinking, what is his name? I can't get it. It just wouldn't come to my head. Do you have moments like that, Scott Ross, or it doesn't happen for you?
What's that? I wasn't
you just
listening.
Keep... Thank you very much.
It's all right.
He's not even listening to my radio show and he's in the studio. You know when you suddenly... You go to say something, you go... You can't think of the name, but you can see the person.
It just goes blank, yeah.
Oh, it must be an age thing, is it?
Time with me.
I wonder if it's an age thing.
I think you're right. With me, it certainly is.
Well, I saw my mate John that I've not seen for ages last night, and as soon as I got into... when he saw me in the light, he went, "You've gone grey." I said, "Don't look at my roots." I said, "Don't look at my roots." He said, "Your hair's nearly white." I said, "Oh, shut your face." The best thing he had to say.
Well, it isn't nearly grey at all.
Well, it is very grey. The point is, £60 to have my... Well, yours is white, but that's, you know, that's better if it's all one colour. But it's £60 to have the roots done.
Is it really?
Yeah. And I'll have to... I mean, I haven't had my hair done for like nearly over 2 months, but it's £60 every time I want to get the roots done. So I'm thinking, see, even if I transform into sort of grey and they do all the like highlights, to have that done costs hundreds of pounds. Grey blending, very expensive.
And then it grows out.
Yeah. And I've got a slight gingery kind of tone in the back of my hair as well. So I don't know. It's all a bit of a mishmash. Maybe I need to cut it all off and start again. You just laugh. I've got such an enormous head. I couldn't carry off no hair. You know some people when they have no hair that you go, like my niece, and actually she was going through cancer treatment actually at the time. She's fine now. That's Abby. She's been on the show a load of times. She's a fantastic singer-songwriter and doing very well. She's on BBC Introducing again. A new song. But when she was born, she had a crown painted on in henna. But she looked beautiful. She is beautiful. But she had a lovely shaped head, whereas I've just got a massive head and a big nose. So it's not like... It's a look that would ever suit me. You know, some people just look good with like really cropped hair. It's not going to be me.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't want to see... I don't like to see women with totally cropped hair.
I think some women look amazing when they shave their hair off. They just look incredible. Some women just can have that kind of pixie kind of haircut, like, you know, and other people with a big head like me can't buy hats and can't have no hair. Anyway, we'll have a chat with you in a while because I know you've got so much coming up on your show that you can't even shake a stick at it. It's that much coming up. So I think I'll have a little look in Tony Smith's secret folder. You can hear him on Sunday and with his show Sunday Lunch, which is followed by then Vicky Michelle.
Yep.
And he snuck his way into that show as well. He likes the celebrities, doesn't he? And she's lovely, Vicky Michelle. I'll have to warn her off. But here's Calvin Harris. This is Rag and Bone Man with Lovers in a Past Life. Hello, Tony.
Patience feels like I've been waiting for a lifetime for lightning to strike me. Daydreams feels like I've been sending out the signals. You'll find me. I don't need the details. You don't need to tell me. It's like I already know where you'll be. You and me.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100k in March, in your own time and at your own pace, all in aid of your local hospice. Hit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m, tune into my show, Turn It Up with Vixter, playing you the latest in electronic music, with updates on gigs, live DJ sets, new releases, and my track of the week. Turn It Up with Vixter. Every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM.
Now joining me in the studio is Scott Ross. You haven't plugged in your headphones. You not want them in?
Well, of course I do. I didn't know you were going to talk to me.
I always talk to you when you come. Well, a minute. Do you want me to cut? Look.
No.
Go away. Get out. He's always in the studio, Hartwell, about 40. He's in the studio normally 40 minutes before anything happens, aren't you, really? Sort of lurking around.
No. It depends. I mean, today I was a bit. I was having a few problems getting out of the house.
Hello.
No, I kept on finding that I hadn't got this and I hadn't got that.
Yeah.
I was looking around for it. I was going mad trying to find stuff. In the end, I found it all. And
I thought Mrs. Ross was forbidding you from leaving.
No, she came out.
Oh, was she? Does she ever tune into your show?
Not if she's got any sense. No, I don't think so. No.
I like that. Oh, don't say that. She loves your show. She's very proud of you.
Well, I'll tell you, on one occasion, it was very odd. I was doing a show on a Saturday lunchtime, and I got home, and she said, here, you can't be here. And I said, well, I am here. And she said, well, you're still on there. And it was when we had the webcam.
Yeah.
And I went in and there it was, the webcam showing that I was still on the scene.
Oh, no.
So I said, well, I think I'm here. I don't think I've died on the way.
No.
Very odd.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, there you are.
So what is coming up on your spectacular Monday show of 1, 2, 3?
Right. Well, we have a story today which struck me as rather fun. Would you believe that they've had to withdraw a charger for electric cars from the market because it's feared it could bring down the entire electricity system in the country?
No.
Well, it could in my hands, that's for sure.
Well, anything could actually, to be fair, but yeah.
And we're also going to be reporting on the guy that thought he'd won the lottery. He got the lottery prize ticket. There it was. And then he went in to claim for it, and they said, sorry, we're not paying out. Oh. And we'll explain why.
Oh, how awful.
I know, he was pretty shocked. It was about $650 million.
Oh, no.
And all of a sudden they said, sorry, no, we're not paying it. So
there
you go.
Oh, how miserable. I like your funny stories.
Other people's misfortunes—they're always funnier than one's own. Yeah.
Yes. Just to cheer up. Did you have a Sunday lunch yesterday? Did you have Sunday lunch?
Well, we didn't because the oven has still been out
of order. Oh, no, yeah, your oven's out of action, yeah. Isn't it?
Well, the guy came in this morning and hopefully he's fixed it now.
Yeah.
So they had to wait for the part to come in from the fatherland.
Yes.
And now it's now it's arrived. And they put it in, and now we just hope that it doesn't blow the whole house electrics again.
Because we shall see. Because I know you love nothing more than cooking, making roast dinners, and you know he spends a lot of time recipe books and all sorts of things for Mrs. Ross. Don't you? Can you make a boiled egg, or is it just beans on toast?
I can do boiled egg. There we go. I can do toast, and that's about my lot.
Yeah, my dad wasn't really. I mean, he used to do a fantastic Sunday breakfast.
Yeah.
Really lovely Sunday breakfast. And he used to make my mum these little piggy bits of the bacon. Piggy, used to call them piggly wigglies or something, but the bacon, he used to cut the fat off the bacon and then cook them until they went crunchy. And then I would hear my mum going at the table, but she didn't really have much of a big appetite. But me and my dad would always have black pudding, and I don't like hash browns on a Sunday breakfast.
Right.
No place on a Sunday breakfast. Whoever brought those in, the Americans, clear right off. Black pudding, yes. Hash browns, no. Do you like black pudding?
Not particularly. I prefer the hash browns.
Well, you can get white pudding. They do that over in Ireland, but I don't know if you can get it over here.
No.
White pudding just reminds me of something a dog might do. But anyway, just come out. Sorry, let's put everyone off. What's that? I don't think Sunday lunch is going to be for me. What are you coming on? Oh, shut up, Bob. You're getting on my nerves. just come out. Bob Simpson just sent me a message. Right. Coming up to 12:48, we're going to do some Crowded House with Ohi. And then we've got some brand new music coming up. And also we'll get some traffic and trouble in. With Ohi.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you. Brook Street roundabout is looking fine. Heading down the A1023 Spittle Lane, you've got temporary traffic signals at London Road both ways there. Wilson's Corner, not looking too bad. Some temporary traffic lights on Friars Avenue both ways at Priest Lane. Heading down the A128 is looking pretty good. Can't see any issues there. Heading down the M25 from Brook Street roundabout, no issues. And up to the M11, that looks like it's flowing okay at the moment, no problems there. And the A12 is flowing nicely. You do have the roadworks, so between a few of the junctions. Let me just have a quick look, because it's gone, I think it's junction 13 and 16. Let me just check, because I read that one out all the time. While they do the much needed repairs, yep, junction 13 to 16 in both directions. And there are some nighttime closures as well, so just be aware if you're going anywhere on the older A12 around that way, that there are some nighttime closures, but diversions there are in operation. Can't see any of the problems on the roads, but you've got Scott Ross coming up in a while and he'll have some news for you. Oh, it's gone very quick today, hasn't it? Let's have a little bit of what should we play? Where's Scott Ross gone? Is he coming back? Right, let's have a little bit more music for you. This is a first play, kindly sent over by Paul. And it is a track called Repent and Walk Holy by Shemdi Zenki, featuring Aaron Dolan, Marco, Tyler, London, Christiana, and I think that's Mariso. A lot of names there, so I do apologise if I've pronounced anyone incorrectly. But this is a track called Repent and Walk Holy. And you can find Shemdi Zenki, that's Shependi Zenki, across social media and on Spotify, Apple Music, etc.
Oh,
much to Chris from Chris Booth from Chaps. And don't forget, if you want to find out more, go and check out chaps.com and you'll find all the details for Men's Health Check, which is taking place on March the 7th. And you can pop along and it's completely free. But some of it you have to book. But do check it out online. I'll be back tomorrow. Stay tuned because you've got the one and only Scott Ross coming up next. I'm going to leave you with his promo and also Georgina Koo with A Little More Lost.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.